Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. May I please speak with Paul Hansen?
Yes, you may.
We're conducting a brief survey about important issues facing Phoenix. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten up on the ground track?
I think they're going in the right direction.
Thank you. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavine area of Phoenix. This area lies out of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavine area is again?
No, that definition is clear.
Okay, thank you. And can you please tell us, in what year were you born? Just to make sure we have a representative sample.
1993.
Thank you. And are you, is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race, not least sure?
White.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavine? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I like it here. That's pretty affordable. I wish there were more options for things like eating out, but that's about it.
Okay. And which one should I record for you? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good. I would say it's good.
Good. Okay. And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavine. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5, and remember, the higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavine. And the first one is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. From 1 to 5?
4.
More dining and entertainment options? From 1 to 5?
3.
More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
And more parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
Better public transportation options?
3.
Better street and road maintenance?
2.
2. And more good paying jobs?
3.
Thank you. And in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I am employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavine? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
I think about the right amount.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavine?
Too few.
Too few. And thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a short list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Lavine. The first one, would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains? Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
No.
No. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues? Yes, strongly, just somewhat, or no?
Somewhat.
Doctor's offices and hospitals?
Yes.
Strongly or just somewhat? Sorry.
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Somewhat, yes.
Somewhat. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Strongly, yes.
Strongly, yes. Okay. Thank you. And in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavine?
I would like to see more independently owned and run supermarket stores that are run by people who live here in Phoenix or Lavine, not larger, long wrist like Albert.
Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Labin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not at all a problem?
I would say moderate problem.
And how much of a problem is housing affordability in Labin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem, fairly moderate, slight, or not a problem at all?
I would say moderate.
Moderate. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing, and please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Labin. And we're almost done with the survey, by the way. Thank you so much for your time. We're 75%, just the last two questions. So the first one is, would you like to see more single-family detached homes in Labin? Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no?
Yes, somewhat.
Strongly or somewhat, sorry. Townhouses or attached homes?
Yes, sir.
Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Yes, sir.
Housing options for seniors?
Yes.
Somewhat, yes, thank you. And how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Less than 5 years.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? And lastly, this is basically the last part of the survey. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Labin, and please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you favor or oppose that as a way to address housing costs and options?
I favor it.
And strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
The next one, repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Somewhat favor. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. And the last three, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes. Okay. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. And the last one, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Okay, thank you. And the last three questions for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, like 1 to 11th grade, high school, some college, or?
Oh, I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay, thank you.
For you.
And what is your annual household income? Can you please tell us? Just stop me when I get the right amount. Is less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000,
$100,000.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name? Hello?
Yes, Paul, P-A-U-L. Hello?
Okay. Thank you. Can you please repeat?
Yes, Paul, P-A-U-L.
Oh, okay, Paul, thank you so much. And this concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.